morning, we're continuing Chayotim Klal Chaf Aleph, and we're looking at Siman Yud Beis, and we're talking about the issue of where do you put the stress in the word, and how that impacts the meaning of the word. So we said in most places, even though a person should put the stress in a specific paragraph, a specific place in the word, it doesn't make a difference. But there's going to be an example where it makes a difference. So we spoke about Vava Hipuch. So Vava Hipuch, from the future tense to the past tense, is by changing the Vav, instead of having a Shmo, the Is sound, but having a Patach, the A sound. What about the other way around? The word which is written in the past tense, which means in the future tense. So for example, the word Ahavta means you loved. So we say in the first, the second pasuk of Shema, the first pasuk of the paragraph after the word Shema, we say Ahavta. So what does Ahavta mean? That you loved Hashem? No, it means it's a command that you should love Hashem. So it's supposed to be in the future tense. So there's a Vav there, and this Vav is supposed to change it from the past tense to the future tense. But the Vav has a Shema underneath. So when it comes to changing something from the past to the future, the Vav is pronounced the same way. There's a Shema underneath it either way. So how do you know if this word is past tense or future tense? And the question is, where do you put the stress? Okay? If you put the stress mil'el, it means past tense. When you put it nora, it means future tense. So ve'ahavta means and you loved. Ve'ahavta, stressing the last syllable, means and you should love or you will love. So the person pronounces the word ve'ahavta, so he just said and you loved Hashem, which is not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means you should love Hashem, and therefore you should stress the last syllable. Now this word actually has two trup on it. It has Amunach and Zakef Katon, both written in the word. So just pronouncing it based on trup alone will not necessarily give you the clue. In most places, using the way the Torah, the trup is written in the Tikkun and in the Chumash and in the Siddurim, which have trup, the letter where the trup is placed is the letter that you stress. So you can get the clue whether you're supposed to pronounce it mil'el, which means on the last syllable, or milara, on the previous to the second to last syllable, the penultimate syllable. You can get the clue by just following the trup. But over here, that's not going to help you, because there are two trups on the word. So how do we know which is the primary trup and which is the secondary trup? So I just explained to you that since the word over here means that you should love, the primary trup is going to be on the last syllable, and the secondary trup is going to be under the aleph. So it's ve'ahavta, not ve'ahavta. So the person should be careful to pronounce it like that. So there are multiple places in Kriya Shema where we have this issue of that medibarta. So medibarta means and you spoke. Medibarta means and you should speak. So the pasuk does not mean and you spoke. It means and you should speak. So the person says, that's very nice. That's not Kriya Shema, but it's a very nice thought. And you spoke about it. That's a wonderful, but it's not v'dibarta bom, it's v'dibarta bom. And you should speak about it. So a person has to be aware. Now over there, the trup will actually give you the clue, because the trup is under the tuff at the end, not under the base. And again, the two choices are either the last syllable or the second to last syllable. So it's not under the base v'dibarta bom, but rather it's v'dibarta bom. So there the trup will give you the clue. In most places the trup will give you the clue. The first word of the paragraph, Yohavto, is over there. It's not very clear to get the clue from the trup. So one of the milas of reading it with the trup is that you automatically get this. Some people are not aware of this idea that the Vava Hipuch from past tense to future tense is not based on even the people which are familiar with the idea of a Vava Hipuch in the other direction, and the idea of a patach. So Vava Hipuch in this direction, it's not based on a patach. It's both, either way, it's written with a shwa, and the issue is where you put the emphasis on the last syllable or the second to last syllable. Have a good day.